I guarantee you there's like fanfic around of like Smokey the Bear and the guy from the brawny paper towel label just like making steamy passionate love.
Yeah, I wonder if you look up Smokey the Bear deviant art, what kind of
rule 34
kind of stuff do you get?
The internet is exactly as fucking degenerate as is required to for that to exist.
Yeah.
We have an extremely thick Smokey the Bear, like big pot belly. It's a good one. We have
do you have any Smokey the Bear vor?
Chris has been scrolling for 4 seconds. He's already deep into the high school mascot rule 34 part of the internet.
Honestly, I mean, maybe like they're not showing me like the juicy stuff, but these are mostly just sort of like not very good drawings of Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And this one's cute. It just like looks like a normal bear. Ooh, this one he's got his like his feet up. Oh, that's gross. I don't like that.
What about Smokachu, which is like Sonichu, but instead of Sonic and Pikachu, it's Smokey the Bear and Pikachu.
I think that's got legs.
Yeah.
It's you're gonna go fast.
You're gonna have legions of fans writing Miyamoto angry letters like put Smokey the Bear in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, why doesn't he? And Miyamoto was like, I don't make that game, but thanks for the idea.
What was the new controversy? They're not putting some Kingdom Hearts character in Smash?
No, they are. Oh, no, Sora is like the final Smash character that they're putting in the game.
No Waluigi?
No Waluigi.
No Waluigi.
What the fuck? And I know.
When they're putting in Sora, they're also like scrubbing all of the baked in Disney references because Sora's Kingdom Hearts, which is like a fucking Disney game. You have like Goofy going yuck 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 in your ear.
Yeah, while him
you
try and Goofy and Mickey like fight evil or something.
Yeah,
I don't really know. It's one of the most bizarre stories in any video game.
But like on the hilt of the sword or the belt or whatever on Sora's character design, there were like faces of the Disney characters in the original designs, and they turned those into like generic shapes because Nintendo doesn't want to have to pay Disney.
Whoa.
You know, or be, I think it was because Disney doesn't want Mickey and Goofy associated with a fighting game.
Yeah. No, that's so wild. Yeah, no, that's the most Japanese thing ever. It's like, oh, we finally got the rights to these Disney characters. Well, what are we gonna do? Do a JRPG.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, like, but Disney's missing an opportunity here, and I don't want to say this because like fuck Disney, but like if Disney put together a Smash Bros. / Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl style fighter, and you could be like, you know, Beauty Wreck-It or Ralph. The Beast or Princess Ariel or one of the fucking Dalmatians. I don't give a shit. Like,
you could have the sky's the limit because Disney owns everything. You could have Boba Fett fighting Simba from The Lion King, fighting the Xenomorph from Alien.
That's like, just Ready Player One.
Leffen used to be like a big Smash player, but now he's the number one rated Aristocat main in the world.
Do you remember?
The Aristocats are fucking broken. They need to nerf them, or it's just like Aristocat versus Aristocat is all that's going to happen.
What was that early internet viral animated short? It was like the Final Showdown or something.
The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate by Destiny?
Lemon Demon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking Neil Cicierega.
Neil Cicierega. Yeah, he did that, and he did Potter Puppet Pals, the one where there's like the little puppets of Harry Potter characters, and there's like
the
pipe bomb ticking.
They always talk about five companies controlling all media, but it's really just five guys that make 99% of the content you see on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
some of them have incredible longevity.
You got your Rick Lax, you got your Neil Cicierega, you got your who's the biggest science YouTuber? You got your Mark Rober.
You got the I fucking love science Facebook page. I guess Neil deGrasse Tyson is sort of like became just an internet
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Science guy.
And the only cool one is the Lemon Demon himself, Neil Cicierega.
He stayed true to his weird internet roots.
What else is going on? We only bring you the latest news on Beep Beep Lettuce that happened 3 days ago by the time you listen to this. So,
well, the fucking Chinese Communist Party has told the billionaire who, ran the Evergrande group.
Oh yeah.
Evergrande. Yeah.
Evergrande. This guy, Hui Kaiyan, has been told by the government to use his personal wealth to alleviate the China Evergrande group's deepening debt crisis.
Wow.
To which I say, I salute you, President Xi.